有到教会聚会的请举手。
Those of you who have been to the church, raise your hand today.
你们今天没有去的请举手。
Those who have not, raise your hand.
今天是圣灵降临间，你不到教会去。
Today is the day of the Pentecost.
你说呢？我就是晚上来，就是到教会去了吗
？So you say that this is like a church.
圣灵降临间。
The day of the Pentecost
是很重要的一个日子。
It's a very important day.
这也就是教会。的生日
This is the birthday of the church
圣灵降临节
The day of Pentecost
也就是上帝的家在地上具体开始的一天
It's the real manifestation of the house of God on earth
你说以色列家是不是上帝的家呢
It's the house of Israel, the house of God
以色列十二支派是一个民族
The 12 tribes of the Israelites is a people
上帝的家是更各方各民各国组成的
But the house of God is made up of people from all races
所以以色列家是上帝的家
So the house of Israel is the house of God
这是一个预表
But it is a representation
教会是上帝的家
The church is the house of God
这是一个成全
It is an accomplishment of the will of God
耶稣到地上来的时候
When Jesus came to the world
他说天国近了你们要悔改
He said repent for the kingdom of God is near
耶稣三年半传讲的信息
Jesus Christ preached for 3.5 years
最重要的主题
The most important theme
就是讲论上帝国的事情
It was about the kingdom of God
门徒从来不明白耶稣所讲的上帝的国是什么意思
The disciples never understood what he meant by kingdom of God
因为他们观念中间上帝的国也就是以色列国
In their concept, the kingdom of God is the same as the Israel as a nation.
因为以色列是属于上帝的。
Because Israel belonged to God.
以色列是拜上帝的。
Israel worshiped God.
所以以色列国就是上帝的国。
So the nation of Israel to them is the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督跟施洗约翰讲上帝的国近了，你们应当悔改的时候。
When Jesus Christ spoke to John the Baptist and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near."
他们观念中间马上想到。大卫已经倒下的帐篷要复兴了。
In their concept, David is about to revive the real kingdom.
大卫已经荒废的宝座要复兴了。
Or the throne of David will come alive again.
所以他们就很愿意预备自己迎接这个国度。
They were all willing to receive this kingdom.
当耶稣的门徒跟随耶稣的初期。
In the early days when the disciples followed Jesus Christ,
他们都以为基督就是那一位要重建以色列国的救主。
They thought that Jesus Christ is the Savior that will re-establish the nation of Israel.
所以他们的观念受民族主义的狭窄所限制。
Their concept was narrow-minded, influenced by their sense of nationalism.
他们的弥赛亚观受到以色列民族需要一个新的救赎主来把他们恢复到最荣耀的地步所限制。
The concept of Messiah is limited by the fact that they long for a savior to establish a real kingdom.
所以从巴比伦回来的
，When they came back from Babylon，
在希腊文的这个世界做生意的
，Well, or those people who work among the Greeks，
定居在这个亚历山大区域的。
Those Jews that live in the area of Alexandria,
以及在罗马帝国分散各地的犹太人
and the Jews that are all dispersed around the Roman Empire,
他们形成了三种不同的神学派别
They had three different group of people, three different theological stands.
这些神学的派别对弥赛亚的观念有一些相同的地方
All of them has a commonality towards the concept of Messiah.
这相同的地方都在民族主义里面受限制。
But they are all limited in their sense of nationalism.
所以他们盼望弥赛亚来临。
They hope for the coming of the Messiah.
是一个国度性的，是以色列民族的弥赛亚。
But they wanted a Messiah of the kingdom of Israel.
是军事性带领他们的百姓反抗所有压迫蹂躏他们的帝国的这个得胜的弥赛亚。
Or a Messiah that will bring about military victory over their enemies.
是用仇恨来报仇、血仇、血耻的弥赛亚。
Or a Messiah that will bring about revenge to avenge their hatred.
所以这个政治性的、军事性的、民族性的观念。
This concept is political, military, and nationalistic.
就成为这些弥赛亚观的共同点。
Becomes the commonality of all the concepts of the Messiah.
耶稣基督所带出来的上帝的国，跟他们观念中间的以色列国是两回不同的事情。
But the kingdom of God mentioned by Jesus Christ is completely different from all these concepts.
耶稣说我的国不属于这世界的时候,
when Jesus Christ declared that his kingdom is not of the world,
就是这些的门徒观念中间没有办法完全清楚抓到的,
it was something that the disciples could not completely understand.
当耶稣说上帝的国已经到你们中间来了,
when Jesus Christ said the kingdom of God is already here among you,
他们没有办法具体想到这已经成全,
they could not understand how this could be.
当耶稣说上帝的国就在你们心里的时候,
when Jesus Christ said the kingdom of God is in your heart,
他们更是莫名其妙,
they were all confused.
因为他们所盼望的弥赛亚,
the Messiah that they look forward to,
是有一天真正得到军事的权柄,
was a person with military power,
是真正掌握了政治的宝座,
a person with the political throne,
真正解决了民族的羞耻,
a person that will solve the humiliation of the nation,
真正赶出了外国的军队的势力,
a person that will get rid of the pagan forces.
这就是以色列国的复兴,
and they consider that as the revival of the nation of Israel.
耶稣在地上三年半给他们讲上帝国的事情,
when Jesus spoke to them about the kingdom of God for 3.5 years,
完全不明白,
they could not understand at all.
耶稣基督用很多的比喻来告诉他们这个事情,
and Jesus used a lot of parables to explain it,
他们还是不明白,
but they still could not understand.
耶稣基督从死里复活以后,
after the resurrection of Jesus,
耶稣有40天停留在地上, 没有回去,
for 40 days Jesus was on earth.
这40天继续对他们讲上帝国的事情,
within the 40 days he continued to teach them about the kingdom of God.
耶稣40天的时间到了以后,
at the end of the 40 days,
耶稣就离开门徒回到父那里去,
Jesus Christ left the disciples and returned to the Father.
没有离开一天,门徒问他什么呢?
Before he returned, the disciples asked,
主啊,你复兴以色列国就是 这个时候吗?
Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
我想如果我是站在耶稣做老师教来教去不明白的地位,我应该会喷血出来。
I think that if I'm Jesus Christ, I will cough up blood because they could not understand.
因为到了最后一天, 还是完全不明白,
until the very last day they could not understand.
应该再留下3年半从头教才可以的,
maybe he need to stay another 3.5 years to teach them.
我们的主的时间到了,
but the time of our Lord was up,
他就走了,
and he left.
他最后对他们这些误解讲什么话呢?
And he said to their misunderstanding,
复兴以色列国的日子不是你们可以知道,
it is not for you to know the times and date the Father has set by his own authority.
圣灵降临在你们的身上,
but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes.
你们就必得准能力,
and you will receive power.
从耶路撒冷犹太全地, 撒玛利亚, 直到地极,
and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the world.
这是基督对他的门徒最后讲的话,
these were the last words of Jesus Christ.
他就被接升天了,
and then he ascended.
那么在耶稣基督在世界上的时候,
when Jesus was on earth,
他重要的一件预言, 就是预言到应许的圣灵要来到,
the most important prophecy he had was the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以当他上十字架以前,
before he was crucified,
他用了圣经的约翰福音第14章第15章, 第16章3章的篇幅来讲圣灵论的来到,
the gospel of John in chapter 14, 15, 16, 3 chapters dealt with the coming of the Holy Spirit.
13章谈到爱的问题,
chapter 13 spoke about the problem of
love. 13章是谈到爱的问题一样,
like 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
约翰福音第13章第1节, 主既然爱属于他的人就爱他们到底,
the gospel of John chapter 13 very first verse says, having loved his own who were in the world, he will love them till the end.
13章结束的时候,
when chapter 13 ends,
他说我赐给你们一条新的命令,
Jesus Christ said, a new commandment I give to you,
就叫你们彼此相爱,
love one another.
我怎样爱你们, 你们也要彼此相爱,
as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
你们如果有彼此相爱的心, 众人就因为你们彼此相爱, 认出你们是我的门徒,
by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
所以基于对门徒的爱,
and so the love he had for the disciples,
耶稣基督就应许赐下圣灵,
create a situation where he promised that the Holy Spirit will come.
14章15章16章,
chapter 14, 15, and 16,
从基督的口里亲自讲出来全本圣经最重要的圣灵论的基础,
is the foundation of the most important teaching of the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ.
为什么呢?
Why do we say that?
因为有信有所论的圣灵,
the New Testament, when it speaks about Holy Spirit,
无论是保罗的书信,
whether it's from the Apostle Paul,
无论是雅各所讲的,
or from James,
无论是约翰所讲的,
or John,
无论是其他的门徒所讲的,
or other disciples,
彼得所讲的,
the Apostle Peter,
都要根据主耶稣基督自己讲的这个圣灵论, 作为他们的基础跟解释的方法的根基。
All of the doctrines of Holy Spirit is based on what Jesus Christ has said himself.
为什么耶稣所讲的圣灵论超过所有使徒所讲的圣灵论?
Why do we say that the doctrines of the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ is greater than all other apostles?
因为其他的人讲圣灵是因为圣灵感动他们，漠视他们所讲出来的。
This is because the rest of the people spoke about the Holy Spirit by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动人讲一切上帝的道的时候，都要根据圣灵使他们回想耶稣所讲过的话语。
And all they have written is based on the rethinking about what Jesus Christ has said.
不但如此，所有的使徒们讲圣灵的时候，
not only that, when the disciples wrote about the Holy Spirit,
是受造的人论到创造者的事情。
It was the creature writing about the creator.
但当耶稣基督讲圣灵的时候,
but when Jesus Christ spoke about the Holy Spirit,
创造者讲论关于创造者的事情,
he spoke about it as the creator, about the creator.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
圣父、圣子、圣灵是三位一体的上帝。
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a triune God.
三位格一同创造。
The three personhood of God created together.
三个位格一同救赎。
The three persons of God gave salvation.
三个位格一同启示真理。
The three persons of God revealed the truth to us.
这是神所做的最大的三大工作。
This is the three most important tasks of God.
创造之功。
Creation.
救赎之功。
Salvation.
启示之功。
And revelation.
我们大家讲一次, 一, 二, 三, 创造之功。 救赎之功，启示之功，透过第三的功，我们才知道有第一、第二的功。By
the last task of revelation, we know there is creation and salvation.
透过第二的功，我们才成全第一个功。Because
of salvation, we can finish the work of creation.
所以上帝的创造后来失败了。 要借着救赎来把它成全。The
creation of God is made complete by the salvation of man.
上帝的创造跟救赎，人不知道，要受过启示才能明白。And
we cannot know of the work of creation and salvation unless there's revelation.
所以神不但给我们经历救赎，And
so the Lord enables us to experience salvation.
使我们可以达到创造原先的旨意。 超过犯罪以后所有的失败。That
we may be able to accomplish what we were originally created for more than the fallen state.
上帝又借着启示之功,
but by his work of revelation,
使我们可以享受明白他是这样创造又是这样有救赎来成全我们的。God
enable us to understand why he has created and how he has saved us.
而创造之功的最终位格圣父。
The task of creation is made mainly by God the Father.
而救赎之功的这个最终位格是圣子。
And the important personhood of God in salvation is God the Son.
而启示之功的最终位格是圣灵。
And the important personhood in the work of revelation is God the Holy Spirit.
将父差遣子到世界上来。
God the Father sent God the Son to the world.
子就成全了父所差托的工作。
And the Son finished the will of the Father.
然后子回到父那里去。
And the Son returned to the Father.
有父子在差遣圣灵来。
And the Father Son sent the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要成全父子所托付的工作。
The Holy Spirit will finish the work that God the Father and Son gave to him.
这样圣灵到世界上来。
For the Holy Spirit to come to the world.
是神自己的作为。
It is the work of God.
而且是圣子自己的应许。
And it is from the promise of God the Son.
这个应许在旧约里面曾经赐下来。
This promise has been given in the Old Testament.
也就是上帝借着先知耶利米所讲的话语。
What God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah.
我要赐给你一个新的心，给你一个新的灵。
I will give you a new heart and a new spirit.
我要把我的灵放在你们的里面。
I will give you my spirit.
所以讲旧约已经应许了。
And so we see the promises coming from the Old Testament.
当新约耶稣在世界上的时候。
In the New Testament when Jesus Christ was on earth.
耶稣再一次。 肯定旧约的应许。
Once again, he affirmed the promise of the Old Testament.
耶稣对他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
And so Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这样呢，甚至也照样应许人要领受圣灵。
So we see God the Son always also promises that we will receive the Holy Spirit.
无论那个传道人，无论是教皇，无论是主教，无论是布道家，无论是牧师，都不可以向人吹气。
Today, regardless of who you are, you can be the Pope, the Bishop, or Evangelist, you should not breathe on another person.
所以 Benny Hinn 是错的，因为他吹气。
And so Benny Hinn has done the wrong thing because he breathed on others.
因为吹气只有圣父创造的时候行过一次。
The breathing of the breath was done when God the Father created.
吹气只有圣子应许圣灵的时候行过一次。
And when God the Son promised the Holy Spirit.
除此以外，彼得、雅各、摩西、以利亚、以赛亚从来没有向人吹气，使人领受圣灵。
Other than that, none of the characters in the Bible has done the same thing.
以利亚跟以利沙在呼唤两个孩子的时候，曾经吹气，那不是领受圣灵有关的事情。
The prophet Elijah and Elisha also breathed a breath, but it is not related to the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，没有一个人可以在吹气的事上，好像耶稣基督一样的。
So none of us can imitate Jesus Christ in this matter.
基督是父与子中间一个位格，以父一同赐下圣灵的那一位。
Because Jesus Christ is together with God the Father, the person that gives us the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得、保罗都不敢做这样的事情。
The apostle Peter and Paul dare not do such things.
今天在末世的时候，信仰非常混乱。
But in the ends of days today, our faith is very confused.
有许多人也大胆像圣经的样子，就以为他们也有圣灵的分量。
Many people are very bold and they want to imitate such actions.
这是非常错误的事情。
This is a very wrong thing to do.
今天晚上我们的思想旧约的时候领受圣灵，是不是应许的成全？新约的时候赐下应许，是不是后来真的成全？
We want to think about in the Old Testament when the Holy Spirit is received, is it part of God's will? What about the New Testament?
当我们对圣灵论有更稳重、更齐全、更平衡而正确的了解。
Let us have a more balanced and correct understanding of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
因为对圣灵论的误解。
When you have a misunderstanding of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit,
就产生了启示论的误解。
You will have the misunderstanding of the doctrine of Revelation.
对启示论的误解。
When you have a misunderstanding of Revelation,
就产生了解释圣经的误解。
You will have a misunderstanding in interpretation of Scripture.
对解释圣经的误解。
And when you misunderstand Scripture,
就产生了教义的错误的建立。
Your doctrine will be established on the wrong things.
所以这是很危险的事情。
These are dangerous things indeed.
那么我要问一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
当亚当被造的时候
，When Adam was first created,
上帝吹一口气在他的鼻子里
，God breathed His breath on him.
这是不是上帝把圣灵放在亚当的里面
？Does that mean that God has given him the Holy Spirit?
不是。
The answer is no.
这样呢？如果这就是圣灵的话，那你亚当里面有非被造的一部分，他有了神性。
If this is the Holy Spirit, then Adam has divinity within him.
这是不可能的事情。
This would have been impossible.
上帝吹一口气在亚当的时候
，When God breathed on Adam,
里面所有的部分都是被造的，所以那不是圣灵。
Every part of Adam was a created being.
那是人里面高过所有动物的被造的灵。
A spirit that was given to Adam was a spirit that is higher than all animals.
像人在修炼到最高的灵性的时候，仍然不是神，也没有神性。
Therefore, even at the height of our spirituality, we will not be divine.
像旧约里面有没有赐下圣灵呢？
Is there such a thing as the Holy Spirit coming in the Old Testament?
有，旧约里面有赐下圣灵。
Yes, there is.
那旧约赐下圣灵跟新约赐下圣灵有什么不同的地方呢？
What are the differences between that of the Old Testament and the New Testament with regard to the Holy Spirit?
有三样不同的地方。
There are three differences.
旧约赐下圣灵是一些的人，不是所有信仰上帝的。
In the Old Testament, only a few received the Holy Spirit, not all.
旧约赐下圣灵是为特别的任务，不是 每一个人属灵的生命。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit came in the Old Testament for special tasks, not for all.
第三样。
Thirdly,
就有次要圣灵是暂时的，不是永远与人同在一起的。
The Holy Spirit came in the Old Testament in a temporal manner, not for all eternity.
所以在旧约里面，你看见有一些人领受圣灵。
So in the Old Testament, you will see several characters receiving the Holy Spirit.
那么圣经用的词句是上帝的灵降在他的身上。
The Bible always says the Spirit of God was upon this person.
或者耶和华的灵在他的身上。
Or the Spirit of the Lord was with him.
那么这些人是谁呢？
Who were these people?
这些人包括几种很特别的人。
There were a few special people.
比如说他们办事精明。
For example, they were very intelligent people.
有重要神的责任在他们身上的时候。
Or were given important tasks by the Lord.
神的灵就在他们身上。
The Spirit of God will come upon them.
像但以理。
Like Daniel.
像约瑟。
Joseph.
这两个人很特别。
Both are special people.
这是全本圣经中间两个青年是没有记载过他们有瑕疵有毛病的。
These two persons are the only two young persons in the Bible who have no bad recordings.
不是说的他们是没有罪的人。
It doesn't mean that they were sinless.
但是上帝不记载他们的罪跟他们的缺点。
But that their mistakes and their errors were not recorded in the Bible.
这样就成为历史历代最好的青年的模范。
And they become exemplary to all of us young people.
这两个人有相同的地方。
There is a commonality between the two persons.
都在非基督教或者不信上帝的国度里面做了政治性的工作。
They were both people who did political work among the non-believers.
在外邦的国度里面，两个人都有举足轻重的官位。
Both Daniel and Joseph were high officials among the pagans.
约瑟在法老王的下面做宰相。
Joseph was the prime minister just beneath the Pharaoh.
但以理在巴比伦尼布加利沙的手下做宰相。
And Daniel was the prime minister under King Nebuchadnezzar.
这两个人都有相同的果效。
Both of them had the same effect.
他们在外邦人中间彰显耶和华是高过万神以上的神。
Among the pagan, they manifested the concept that God is higher than all idols.
耶利米，这个但以理在尼布加利沙的王朝也是如此。
This was what Daniel did in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar.
他又让尼布加利沙承认一句话。你的上帝是在人的国中掌权的上帝。
He was able to make Nebuchadnezzar say that your God is in charge in the world.
所以这两个人有神的灵在他们身上的时候
，When the Spirit of God was with these two persons，
他们都达到了普通的没有办法达到的成绩跟他们政治的果效。
Both of them accomplished things and political goals that common people cannot.
这预备未来的历史承认我们的神是万王之王。他的国度是超过国度以上的国度。
To prepare history to acknowledge that our God is the King of all kings and His kingdom is above all kingdoms.
当时的埃及是世界历史里面最大的帝国。
The empire of the Egyptians were the largest empire back then.
当时埃及的学问，从天文直到建筑，都是全世界最首屈一指的。
They collected the best knowledge in all aspects from architecture to astronomy.
虽然如此
although this is
最后呢法老王要佩服在约瑟的面前。
Pharaoh was acknowledged the power of Joseph.
因为约瑟可以解除他都不能解的那梦里面的奥秘跟历史跟政治的关系。
Because Joseph was able to interpret his dreams and tell him the link with history.
法老王认识这个约瑟他的认识跟他的知识远远超过埃及所有宗教里面的术士。
And so Pharaoh knew that Joseph knew more than all his magicians.
所以他非常佩服约瑟。
And so he had high respect for
Joseph. 所以我们看见一个被圣灵充满的人，在旧约曾经有这么大的伟大的果效。
This shows us that there were people who were filled by the Holy Spirit and had great power in the Old Testament.
照样在但以理的时代。
In the era of Daniel.
解了尼布加利沙的梦。
He was able to interpret the dreams of the king.
他讲述了当时这个巴比伦里面的术士跟那些魔术师没有办法明白和解答的事情。
He was able to speak of matters that the Babylonians, magicians and sorcerers were not able.
圣灵在他的身上给他有最高的成就，是所有最有学问的人都不得不佩服的五体投地。
The Holy Spirit was upon these people so much so that all the other non-believers understood that God was with them.
不但如此，这两个人得到同样的评论。
And both of them received the same high praise.
因为他们非常聪明智慧。
They were highly intelligent people.
他们又知道异梦异象的奥秘。
They knew the mystery of dreams and visions.
他们又尽忠办事。
And they were faithful in their task.
他们又非常在各样的事上成为百姓的榜样。
And they were exemplary to the people.
所以这两个人他们评论有上帝的灵在他们的身上。
And everybody recognized that the Spirit of God was with them.
这是就有证明一个人有神的灵最清楚的记录。
These are the best example of the Holy Spirit coming to a person in the Old Testament.
今天有许多人在新约的时代说我们是领受圣灵，我们是依靠圣灵，我们是传讲圣灵，注重灵恩的一个时代。
But in this era of the New Testament, many people claim that the Holy Spirit is with them. They preach the Holy Spirit. They live by the Holy Spirit.
我们办事精明不精明呢？
But are we good in what we do?
越讲圣灵的人做事也乱来。
Very often, the more we preach about the Holy Spirit, the more decadent our lifestyle is.
也教训圣灵的人，生活也不圣洁。
The more we teach about the Holy Spirit, the more unholy our lifestyle is.
也讲圣灵的人，他的知识也没有智慧。
The more we speak of the Holy Spirit, the more ignorant we are in our common knowledge.
越说传讲讨论圣灵的人，他们工作的精神比别人更散漫，更糊涂。
The more we preach and talk about the Holy Spirit, the more inefficient our work often are.
讲圣灵最多的人是解经最乱，对上帝的奥秘最肤浅，最不明白的。
And people who speak the most about the Holy Spirit are often people who interpret the Bible in the most shallow and ignorant way.
现在的灵恩运动是以智慧脱节的运动。
The charismatic movement today is apart from intellectual.
是以尽忠办事、做事精明的精神。完全没有关系的运动。
And it is also a movement that is not linked with the spirit of efficiency and trying our utmost.
是以圣灵的圣洁、良善的本性没有办法建立的一个运动。
It is a movement that is not linked to the holiness and the goodness of the Holy Spirit.
是以圣灵所启示的圣经在解经方面的严谨性跟正确性没有办法拉上关系的一个运动。
It is a movement that is not linked to a very stern interpretation of the Word of God.
所以今天许多的极端的灵恩运动根本是违背圣灵的精神跟原则的一个运动。
And so a lot of extreme charismatic movement is against the spirit of the Word of God.
这可能是末世一个很可怕、很大的一个欺骗。
Perhaps this is a big deception in the last days.
我讲可能，意思说还有可能有更大的还要再来。
I say perhaps because there may be even greater danger coming.
我们一定要照着圣经的原则，不要受迷惑。
And so we need to stick firmly to the principles of the Bible and not be deceived.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a holy spirit.
因为圣灵是真理的灵。
It is the spirit of truth.
因为圣灵是接触仁爱果子的灵。
He is the spirit that gives us love, peace, and joy.
圣灵是见证荣耀基督的灵。
He is the spirit that testifies and glorifies Jesus Christ.
圣灵是给人有能力跟勇气传福音的灵。
He is the spirit that gives us the boldness and courage to preach the gospel.
圣灵充满的人是高举十字架传福音的见证人。
A person that is filled with the Holy Spirit is a person that lives high the cross of Jesus Christ.
在我们看见的耶稣基督的话语里面。
Within the words of Jesus,
也提到了圣灵来了，我们要怎样表现出来
？Jesus Christ told us how to express the Holy Spirit when He comes.
好，我们刚才提到了这两个人在旧约里面。
We have mentioned Daniel and Joseph in the Old Testament.
旧约里面的第二种人领受圣灵。
The second type of people that received the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
制造会幕、建造圣殿的时候
，came about when the Tabernacle was being built.
上帝就把他的灵降在一些人的身上。
And the Spirit of God came upon some people.
这些人制造工具的时候。
When they made all the tools.
他们就有非常高深的艺术的观念。
They had a great concept of art.
他们有非常轻巧的这个手的工作。
And they were highly skilled craftsmen.
所以当他们雕刻的时候。
When they carved.
他们刺绣的时候。
When they stitch,
他们制造的时候
when they build,
就把圣殿中间把里面幔子里面刺绣基路伯刺绣得非常美丽
They were able to portray the seraphims in a very beautiful manner.
Cherubim.
In a beautiful manner.
他们也可以在肉柜的上面建造这个住出来的很漂亮的天使，这都是耶和华的灵充满了他们。
They were able to carve out a very beautiful angels, and all this came about because the Spirit of God was with them.
我想这些就是圣经里面唯一的一些的地方提到圣灵与艺术之间的关系。
This is perhaps the only place in the Bible that talks about the link between Holy Spirit and art.
我们都知道在文化界里面，无论是音乐的作品，无论是艺术的作品，都需要最高最高的灵感。
We know that in culture, whether it's in music or in art, you need a great sense of inspiration.
但是在近代的历史里面，我看见艺术家很多人很邪恶、很败坏、很中意，没有圣洁生活的人。
But in history, we see that a lot of artists led a decadent and unholy lives.
所以我们看见，无论是音乐家，无论是艺术家，真正敬虔、敬畏上帝，像约翰·塞巴斯蒂安·巴这样的人很少。
There are very few artists like Johann Sebastian Bach that truly are faithful to God.
但是无论如何，你发现贝多芬是最伟大的宗教音乐 ，Miss 这个 Missa Solemnis 跟这个巴哈的 Mass in B 是绝对不能相比的。
But you see that the work of Beethoven, the religious work of Beethoven, cannot be compared with that of Johann Sebastian Bach.
在 Missa Solemnis 你看见了许多挣扎，许多的混乱，虽然很伟大，但是复杂性没有办法比起巴哈里面的敬虔、圣洁、单纯性。跟与神之间的亲近。
In the work of Beethoven, there are lots of complications in his religious work, but it cannot be compared to that of Bach, which is very pure, very close to God.
音乐的歌词不单是一个时代精神的表达。
The genre of music not only is an expression of the generation,
of the spirit of the age. It's also a reflection of the personal life, spiritually.
他也反映了创造者本身属灵的生活，
所以作曲家的心灵跟他的道德修养到什么地步，音乐一定会把它表达出来。
Music will surely express the character and the spirituality of his composer.
我盼望我们从这些原则更精细的、更准确的明白圣灵以及圣灵的感动所产生的果效是不能分开的。
And so we see that the Holy Spirit and the effect of the Holy Spirit cannot be separated.
所以当被建造圣殿的时候。
When the holy temple was being built,
神的灵就降在一些人的身上。
The spirit of God was with the craftsmen.
他们在圣殿的圣工上面。
That in the construction of the holy temple,
特别是艺术的层面。
Especially in the artistic expression,
有神特别的帮助。
God helped them tremendously.
这一点使我在研究西方建筑，特别是大礼拜堂的时候，我有很多怀疑的地方。
And so I have a lot of doubts when I look at Western churches.
如果你看见英国的大礼拜堂，
if you look at the great cathedral of England,
看见法国的大礼拜堂，
or France,
看见意大利的大礼拜堂，
or Italy,
这些伟大的孤身的建筑，虽然有很伟大的灵感，但是政治因素同那些的民族因素常常掺杂在圣灵的工作里面。
Although all these great churches had Gothic, a very beautiful design, but there are political and nationalistic flavor in them.
不但如此，你看美国最大的这个华盛顿的这一个哥德式的礼拜堂。
Not only that, in America, the largest Gothic church in Washington D.C.
你看见里面竟然有这个 Snow White and Seven Dwarfs 的东西在。
You will see Snow White and Seven Dwarfs within the church building.
我看了很久，莫名其妙，这到底是礼拜堂或者神话世界的宫殿？
When I was there, I was so curious, and I kept staring at the thing. I don't know why it is there.
在圣经里看见圣灵在旧约里面。
But in the Bible, when the Holy Spirit was in the Old Testament,
像在一些人的身上，
when he was upon the cross,
他们所做的事有固定的准则，是不能随便。
They were precise in whatever they were doing.
为什么 Lady Di 离开世界的时候？
When Lady Diana left the world,
在英国最重要的圣公会的座堂 Westminster Abbey 里面，独唱的这一个谁呀、
啊、？Elton John.
Elton John 所唱的诗歌是 The Candle in the Wind, Nothing to Do with Christianity.
Why is this? When in a funeral of Princess Diana in the most important church in England, Elton John was invited to sing a song that got nothing to do with Christianity.
我不但要批判理论派。
So not only will I rebuild extreme charismatism,
批判那些假借宗教的名，把政治、经济、军事、民族主义掺在一起，而没有照着圣经原则做事的所谓属灵的领袖。
I will also rebuke religious leaders that will bring about all things that got nothing to do with the truth of God.
第三样,
Thirdly,
对旧约圣灵降临在哪一些人身上呢?
Who does the Holy Spirit descend upon in the Old Testament?
降临在那些蒙上帝特别默示写下圣经的先知们的身上。
The third group of people are the prophets that were inspired to write the Old Testament.
所以以利亚、以赛亚、耶利米、但以理、以西结等等。
Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and all these prophets.
他们都被主的灵所充满。
They were all filled with the Spirit of God.
他们讲出了永世意义的话语。
And they spoke words that have eternal significance.
是超时代、超民族、超政治。
That transcends their generation, their people, and politics.
但他们的话语中间又对政治的责备。
Among their words were words of rebuke to the politicians.
又对世界社会上的不公义的审判。
And also rebuke towards the injustice of the society.
又对君王的罪恶的追讨。
And also rebuking the sins of the kings.
但是他们都站在一个超政治、超历史、超时代、超民族的神的地位上来做批判的工作。
But they spoke for God above history, above the nation, above the politics.
对，这些话都隐藏的原则是历史历代，直到永永远远不需要再改变。
And therefore, the principles within this world will transcend time, space for all generations to observe.
上帝永远的灵。 在他们的身上,
because the eternal Spirit of God was with them.
这样我就对你们讲了旧约里面哪一种人领受圣灵。
So now we know the groups of people that received the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
我们刚才提到了三样,
three of them.
他们领受的灵,
the Spirit that they received
是有固定的责任跟目的的,
has a specific purpose.
他们领受的灵,
the Spirit they received
是给一些特别拣选不是所有信主的人,
was given to a chosen few.
第三样,
the third one,
他们领受的灵是暂时不是永永远与他们同在,
the Spirit they received was temporal, not for all eternity.
第三点是从那里提示出来的呢?
Where do we know the third point?
这也就是大卫在悔改以后所写的诗篇里面所讲的话语。
This can be seen in the Psalm of David.
大卫借刀杀人,
David murdered someone,
娶了别人的太太,
and took his wife,
还没有结婚以前已经跟他发生关系, 使他怀了孕,
and made her pregnant before they were even married.
这是大卫这位合神心意的人一生中间最大的污点。
This is the greatest stain upon David, this man after God's own heart.
你说为什么这样的人被称为合神心意呢?
How can this person then be after God's own heart?
是不是上帝也喜欢他跟人家太太乱来叫做合神心意?
Was it because God was pleased with what he has done?
这绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
因为神不喜悦他行这件事情。
Because God was not pleased with his sins.
那我如果再问为什么说大卫是合神心意的?
But then again, why was he known as a person after God's own heart?
我不是从道德的层面去评论这件事情。
I'm not looking at this from the angle of ethics.
我要从他真正明白上帝心意中间为整个人类的历史中间所定的计划中心点在基督这一方面，他合神心意。
I know that he is after God's own heart. It is faithfulness towards the revelation of God's plan towards the world.
大卫是全世界历史中间最伟大的神学家。
David was the greatest theologian in the history of mankind.
他被基督的认识超过卡尔巴夫。
His understanding of Christ was more than Karl Barth,
超过马丁路德,
or Martin Luther,
超过奥古斯丁,
or Augustine,
超过加文,
or Calvin,
超过所有历史上最大的神学家,
His understanding surpasses all theologians,
超过Paul Tillich, 超过Pandenberg, 超过所有Gugarten这些的人,
including Paul Tillich and all these important theologians.
为什么呢?
Why do you say
这些人论基督的时候, 都要透过他所明白的, 才能有基础。
All these theologians talk about Jesus Christ based on what David knew.
而大卫对基督的认识，在耶稣基督没有降生一千年，已经到达了心脏性的地带的位置。
But David already knew the heart of the matter about Jesus Christ before he was even born.
今天我们知道耶稣是上帝的儿子。
We know that Jesus is the Son of God.
是从大卫的思想里面拿到的。
Because David first thought about it.
今天我们知道耶稣基督有死的时候，两手两脚被钉。
Today we know that Jesus was crucified and nailed in his hands and feet.
大卫最先知道这个事情。
But David was the first to know.
今天我们明白耶稣被钉的时候说，我的上帝， 我的上帝，为什么离弃我？
Today we know that Jesus Christ cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这是从大卫所写下的话，我们知道。
But we know this from the Psalm of David.
因为我们论到耶稣基督，知道他是以麦基洗德同样的等式，可以一方面做君王，一方面做祭司。
Today we know that Jesus Christ, like Melchizedek, is the priest and king.
耶稣有这样的等份。
He has the same status.
这是因为大卫告诉我们。
Because David first told us.
今天我们知道耶稣基督升天，坐在父上帝的右边。
Today we know that Jesus ascended and seated on the right hand of God.
这是从大卫所写的诗篇我们看出来。
Again, we see this first from the Psalm of David.
大卫的基督论超过了所有的人。
The Christology of David far surpasses
all the believers.
Abraham did not understand this.
以赛亚的从来不明白这个事情。
Isaiah did not understand this.
摩西从来不明白这个事情。
Moses did not understand this.
但是大卫知道这个事情。
But David did.
所以上帝说大卫是合我心意的人。
And so David was a person after God's own heart.
但是当他见到撒人娶了别人的寡妇为妻的这件事，是上帝绝对不是耶的事情。
But certainly God is not pleased with his action of murder and adultery.
所以呢，他很聪明。
Although he was intelligent,
爱别人的太太。
He fell in love with another woman.
就最好盼望他的丈夫早早死。
And he hoped that the husband would die early.
但是天不作美，你为谁祷告给他早早死，他一定越老越健康的。
But if you pray that someone will die early, God will make sure that person become more healthy.
如果你盼望你的丈夫早死，你的丈夫一定老得很健壮。
If you hope that your husband will die early, he probably will live to a ripe old age.
你盼望你的太太早死，你的太太一定越老越健壮。
If you hope that your wife will die early, she probably will have to go healthier as she grows older.
你等来等去等不死怎么办呢？
What would he do after waiting for so long?
弄死他。
The best way is to murder
him. 上帝啊，我比你先下手为强。
Oh God, I will murder and take his life first before you do.
你给他长命，我让他短命。
You give him longevity, but I will give him a short life.
你不帮我，我自己帮自己。
Since you do not want to help me, I will help myself.
神有一些时候许可你暂时得胜。
Sometimes God gave us temporal victory.
以后政治确切就可以抓来做审判的工具。
And then later he will have enough evidence to judge you.
上帝在感动拿单去到王宫里面定大卫的罪。
And God inspired the prophet Nathan to rebuke David.
拿单受圣灵充满。
Nathan was filled with the Holy Spirit.
怎么看出来呢？
How do we know this?
他敢做危险的事情。
Because he had the boldness to do this dangerous job.
把自己的生命置之度外，遵循上帝的旨意，不是圣灵的充满是什么呢？
Surely the Holy Spirit was with a person if he is so bold as to not consider his own safety.
这个原则照样适用在十二个门徒为耶稣基督寻道，不要讲一句违背良心的话，他们做耶稣基督活活的见证，有异曲同工之妙。
The same principle is applied to the 12 apostles as they willingly died for Jesus Christ instead of betraying him.
他见证耶稣复活。
They witnessed his resurrection.
这是真正的真理。
So this is the truth.
所以呢，这个拿单到大卫那里去的时候，
When the prophet Nathan went to David,
哎，老朋友大卫很久没有见了。
And David was pleased because his old friends came.
今天我看你很久没有上主了，就讲一个故事给你听。
And David said, "You haven't been in church, so let me tell you a story."
有一个人有朋友到他家里，不舍得宰自己的羊，就把隔壁一个穷人唯一的羊偷来杀了，煮给朋友吃。
There was a person who did not want to kill his own sheep for his guests, so he took the lamb of his neighbor.
这样自私、这样卑鄙的人，请问王，你的看法如何？
So, O King, what should we do with this selfish person?
大卫呢，眼之尽烈，怒发冲冠。
David was furious.
他大发脾气说：“这个人该死，所有人抓来，我处死他。”
He said that we should execute this person. Go get him for me.
拿单说：“你就是这个人。”
And Nathan said, "You are the person."
这是世界历史里面最伟大的、最简洁，也是最幽默，又是最聪明的演讲之一。
And this is one of the most humorous and most intelligent oratorical piece in the world.
这个故事把大卫带到一个不能再逃避的地方的时候。
This story really painted a corner, painted David into a corner.
大卫只被逼可以做两件事情。
He had only two reactions.
悔改
,repent,
或者杀死这个先知
,or kill this prophet.
大卫选择悔改。
David chose to repent.
人不能没有过失。
We all will make mistakes.
过而要坚持。
But we cannot hold on to it.
这是很羞耻的事情。
When we do that, it is shameful.
过而能改。
But when we repent,
这是很荣耀的事情。
It is something glorious.
所以大卫说：“我有罪。”
David said, "I have sinned."
我这样犯罪是不应该的。
I should not have done all these things.
上帝赦免他吗？
Did God forgive him?
上帝借着拿单赦免他的罪。
God forgave him through the prophet Nathan.
但又借着拿单咒诅他的罪行。
But at the same time, cursed the consequence of his sin.
拿单讲了一句预言。
So David prophesied. Nathan
虽然大卫都得到赦免
，although he was forgiven,
刀剑并不离开你的家。
The sword will never leave his family.
这样的大卫以后的历史证明出他有四个孩子，一个一个死于非命，不能寿终正寝。
And we see from the Bible that all four of his sons died a terrible death.
大卫从此以后
，from that time onwards,
他知道他犯罪。
David knew he had sinned.
知道他的赦免。
But he knew he was forgiven.
他也知道他犯罪的果效，犯罪的结的果子，他不能够避免。
But he cannot escape the fruit of his sin.
基督徒应当明白这个道理。
Christians ought to understand this principle.
因为许多人在这件事情上曲解的结果。
Many people misunderstood this.
不但羞辱主名，不但使人误解上帝，又给撒旦许多亵渎上帝的机会。
The result is that we will misunderstand God and bring humiliation to the name of God and opportunity for Satan to blaspheme against God.
这个道理是什么呢？
What is this principle?
钉子可以拔出来，钉痕常常还在那。
The principle is that you may remove the nail, but the mark of the nail will remain.
当你认罪以后，上帝可以赦免你，但你当受的刑罚还是不能免。
After you repented, God will forgive you, but you still have to face the consequences.
大卫犯奸淫。
David committed adultery.
结果上帝怎么报应他呢？
And what did God do?
让他的孩子在众人面前，在他的眼前羞辱奸污他的嫔妃。
God allows his son to have incest with one of his concubines before all men.
这是何等可怜，父亲的便被撕到完全在没有地位的一个地步。
This was a great pathetic thing that the father's face was completely taken off.
今天基督徒许多的基督徒跟非基督徒的印象是什么？
What is the impression that Christians have towards for the non-Christians?
基督教的上帝是很慈爱的，所以犯罪不要紧。
Many people think that the Christian God is loving, so we can just sin.
何况你说我有正统的教义，我们因信称义，不是因行为，所以行为可以乱七八糟。
And we always say that we are saved by faith, so we can not because of works, so we can do anything we want.
我们让我们的主蒙羞辱。
And we have brought shame upon the name of our Lord.
其罪亚各骗他的爸爸一次，结果上帝让他的舅父拉班骗他十次。
Jacob deceived his father once, and God allowed his father-in-law to deceive him 10 times.
上帝许可雅各可以的骗他的父亲一个孩子，骗一个父亲，结果呢，让他的四个孩子骗他一个人。
And God allowed him to deceive his father once, but his 10 children deceived him.
他骗自己的父亲。
He deceived his own father.
后来自己不别人的父亲。
But he became a father himself.
他做孩子的时候骗一个父亲。
When he was a child, he deceived one father.
他做父亲的时候，四个孩子骗他。
But as a father, 10 of his children deceived him.
你看见了没有？
Can you see this?
所以当大卫知道他犯罪以后，
So after David knew of his sins,
他现在认罪。
He repented.
这是他与外邦的君王绝对不同的地方。
This is the great difference between him and a pagan king.
他还是一个敬畏上帝。
He was still a person that feared the Lord.
他就写了诗篇32篇跟诗篇51篇。两篇最伟大的认罪的诗。
And he wrote the greatest psalm of repentance, Psalm 32 and 51.
里面讲什么话呢？
What does this psalm say?
上帝啊，
Oh God,
求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Do not take back the Holy Spirit from me.
这样旧约里面这句话就变成最清楚的证明，旧约的时候圣灵是可以收回的，不是永远跟人存在。
Clearly it tells us that in the Old Testament the Holy Spirit could be taken back.
耶稣基督在约翰第14、第15、第16章的圣灵论的讲解的时候，
When Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit in chapter 14, 15, 16 of John,
耶稣基督说我去是对你们有益。
Jesus Christ said, I go for your good.
因为我如果没有去，圣灵就不讲了。
If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come.
我去了，父就给你们赐给你们一个另外一位保惠师。
After I go, the Father will send you another Comforter.
什么叫做保惠师？
What does this mean?
Paracletos.
In Greek, it's Paracletos.
在你的旁边安慰你， 敬畏你的那一位。
A comforter that will comfort you beside you.
在你的旁边与你同在的那一位。
A person that will be with you.
耶稣说我去了，圣灵要来住在你们的心里面。
Jesus Christ said, I go and the comforter will come and stay in your heart.
他不但在旁边，还要在里面。
Not only will he be beside you, he will be in you.
他不但在里面，还要在上面。
Not only that, he will be above you.
你的圣灵降在你上面。
The Holy Spirit will descend upon you.
降下在你头上。
He descend upon your head.
他从上面而来。
From above.
进到你里面。
To enter into your heart.
站在你旁边。
To stand beside you.
与你同行。
To be with you.
他教导你。
To teach you.
使你们想起我对你们讲的话。
That you will recall my words.
使你们有能力做我的见证。
That you will have power to be my witness.
使你们为罪为义为审判自己这辈子己。
That you will rebuild yourself for sin and for judgment.
使你们得到安慰，得到盼望。
That you will be counseled and have hope and comfort.
使你们荣耀我的名。
That you will glorify my name.
引导你们进入真理。
And to guide you into the truth.
耶稣在约翰福音把要领受的圣灵的这些伟大的工作都向门徒讲解了。
And Jesus Christ explained clearly all these matters relating to the Holy Spirit.
耶稣为他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
And then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
耶稣复活以后，圣灵还没降临，耶稣就把这些应许很具体的用吹气表现出来。
And by breathing the breath, Jesus gave them all these promises.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样到了圣灵降临的那一天
，On the day of the Pentecost,
这些应许就成就了。
All these promises came to be.
真的来临了。
The Holy Spirit truly came.
上帝的国，上帝的教会就被建立起来。
The kingdom of God, the church of God was established.
以色列国是上帝的国的预表。
The kingdom of Israel was a representation of the kingdom of God.
选民，上帝选民的预表。
The people, the Israelites were the representation of the people of God.
照样，圣经旧约里面应许将要把灵放在你里面，给你有新的心，有新的灵，就是圣灵来临的预表。
In the same manner, when the Old Testament say that the Spirit will come into your heart, it represents the coming of the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面受洗的时候，水浇灌下来，就预表圣灵。
In baptism, when the water comes from above, it represented the Holy Spirit coming.
旧约里面是祭司们领受洗礼的时候。
In the Old Testament, when the priest received a baptism,
成为新约洗礼的原来的榜样。
It becomes an example for baptism in the New Testament.
因为施洗约翰是祭司的孩子。
John the Baptist was the son of a priest.
他为什么30岁才出来呢？
Why did he start his ministry at 30?
祭司不到30岁不可以做祭司的。
Because a priest starts his ministry at 30.
祭司受礼的时候
，when the priest had the baptism，
他要从水从上面浇下来
，water will come from above，
到他的耳朵
，to pass his ears，
到他的衣襟
，to pass his clothing，
降临下来
，so that it comes down from above，
代表的 outpouring of Holy Spirit。
To represent the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当耶稣基督说你们要领受圣灵的时候
，When Jesus Christ said receive the Holy Spirit，
就成为一个应许。
It is a promise.
这样的，约翰对你们讲
，Whatever John has said to you，
你们受水的洗。
Jesus said you are baptized by water.
又对你们说你们要受圣灵的洗。
He also said be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
就是指耶稣基督是圣灵降下的施行者。
They refer to Jesus Christ as the baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督是用圣灵给人施洗的那一位主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord that baptized us with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督什么时候用圣灵给教会施洗呢？
When did he do this for the church?
就是当圣灵降临节的时候。
He did it on the day of the Pentecost.
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit came.
耶稣说：“你们要这里等候，祷告，叫做圣灵降在你们的身上。”
Jesus Christ said, "You are to wait until the Holy Spirit come upon you."
所以耶稣的门徒就在耶路撒冷祷告十天。
And so the disciples prayed in Jerusalem for 10 days.
耶稣没有说十天。
Jesus didn't say 10 days.
只说你们到耶路撒冷去祷告。
He just said, "Go pray at Jerusalem."
那么一直祷告，一直祷告，祷告到什么时候呢？
They kept praying.
那你祷告两个钟头，你就开始讨厌了。
We get sick after 2 hours of prayer.
像你祷告两天，你就不要做基督徒了。
If we pray for 2 days, we'll give up being a Christian.
要祷告几天
？But he never tell us how many days to pray.
门徒祷告过来要吃饭，谁煮饭
？But who will cook for the disciples?
那么十天里面谁服务呢
？Who will serve them within these 10 days?
我相信门徒可能就是在马可的家里的楼上来做这个祷告。
I think they were all in the house of the apostle Mark.
那么煮饭的可能就是马大。
Maybe Martha was the one who cooked.
因为马大变得恩赐不强，主菜很不错。
Because Martha was a great cook.
所以每次耶稣到伯大尼的时候，他就大显身手。
And every time Jesus visited her at Bethany, she would cook for him.
我也相信，当耶稣最后晚餐的时候，是马大服侍这些门徒的。
I believe also the Last Supper was cooked by Martha.
我更相信耶稣升天的时候，是马大来帮忙这些，每天在祷告。 不知道什么时候结束的时候，现在马大不多讲了，顺服，天天主，天天主。
I do believe Martha was the one that served all these disciples as they prayed and waited for Jesus Christ.
他们祷告了四天以后
，After 10 days of prayer，
五旬节到
，Pentecost came，
千万人到以色列
，Thousands of people came to Israel，
到这个耶路撒冷
，To Jerusalem，
而罗马兵丁特别紧张
，And the Roman soldiers were anxious。
罗马帝国里面最多派兵驻扎的。 唯一的城市就是耶路撒冷。
The city of Jerusalem had the most Roman soldiers.
世界人盼望以色列国复国，所以他们的政治意识，他们反帝国主义的意识，比别的国家强得多。
They knew that the citizens of the city are rebellious and wanted to establish their kingdom again.
一年三次的大节期。
There are three great festivals every year.
都出来聚集在耶路撒冷。
Where all the people were gathered in Jerusalem.
有时可能有几十万人在那里。
Sometimes hundreds of thousands of people were there.
帝国的兵丁在耶路撒冷大有用场。
And so the Roman soldiers were very useful back then.
就是非常紧张的时刻。
It was an anxious time.
圣灵就在五旬节的时候降临在这120个人身上。
And the Holy Spirit came upon the 120 on the day of Pentecost.
圣灵降临的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came.
就是历史上第一次。
It was the first time in history.
唯一的一次。
And the only time in history.
第三位格从天降到地上来。
When the third person of God came to us,
30几年以前，第二个位格从天降到地上来。
30 odd years ago, the second personhood of God came.
那是以婴孩降生、肉身的形式来到，没有什么轰轰烈烈的场面。
It was a simple matter as a baby coming to the world.
这个时候，第三个位格降临的时候，
But when the third personhood of the Triune God came,
非常轰烈的场面。
It was a magnificent event.
有震动。
There was earthquake.
有大的声音。
There were loud sound.
有风吹响。
There were violent wind.
有火降临。
There was fire.
如同石头降在每一个人的头上。
Like tongues of fire on everyone.
所以你可以想象120个人头上都有一个像石头一样的火焰降在120个人身上。
You can imagine these tongues of fire on 120.
大的风吹过来。
And great violent wind.
大的响声出来。
And great sound.
这是很可怕的日子。
It must be a horrifying scene.
圣灵降在他们身上以后呢？
When the Holy Spirit came upon them.
他们本来常常躲躲。
They were in the first place timid.
非常的惧怕。
They were afraid.
如今他们就冲出来了。
But now they were bold.
为什么这些人躲在楼上祷告呢？
Why were they praying on the attic?
他们为什么把自己锁在这个范围的里面？
Why did they lock themselves in a room?
因为外面的政治的力量会逼害他们。
Because they know there's persecution.
所以我告诉你，我得到一个结论。
I have a conclusion from this.
福音的门从来不是从外面关进来。
The gospel of the door of the gospel is never locked from without.
福音的门永远是教会的惧怕把自己关起来。
It is always locked by the fear of the church itself.
当圣灵降临的那一天。
On the day when the Holy Spirit came,
这些人就冲出去。
They all went out of the door.
没有什么叫做福音的门被关掉。
The gospel, the door of the gospel was open wide.
That was never
the door of the gospel was never
closed by others. The door of gospel always only being closed by the timid and the no courage of Christian faith.
福音的门都是因为我们自己基督徒的惧怕被锁上。我们没有信心。 We don't have faith.
我们没有勇气。
We don't have the courage.
所以我们把自己关了。
So we lock ourselves in.
圣灵降临的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit came.
基督徒是冲出去。
The Christian rushed out.
基督徒是勇敢。
They were bold.
基督徒是真正有信心的。
The Christian had true faith.
基督徒不怕死的。
They were not afraid to die.
基督徒是传福音的。
They preached the gospel.
所以今天你们没有传福音的基督徒，请你不要告诉我。 你是受圣灵充满，我是不会相信。
I would not believe you if you say you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but you do not preach the gospel.
如果你真正是有圣灵充满的
，If the Holy Spirit truly is with you,
你一定是一个不怕、勇敢传福音的。Surely
you will be a person that preach the gospel boldly.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God.
他们一传福音的时候
，When they preach the gospel,
那一天相信耶稣的人就3000个人受洗。
3,000 people were baptized that very day.
问一个问题，我们要怎么行，我们才能得救呢
？They ask a question: What must we do to be saved?
彼得说
Peter say,
你们要认罪
，repent，
你们要悔改
，turn back on your sin，
你们要奉耶稣的名受洗
，be baptized in the name of Jesus，
洗净你们的罪
，that your sins may be cleansed，
你们要领受所应许的圣灵。
And receive the promised Holy Spirit.
这应许不单是给你们的。
This promise is not only for you,
给你们的儿女的，
but also for your children.
而且是给一切住在远方的人。
And those who live far away.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这提到了个人得救、家庭得救，还有普世领受福音的人得救的三种宣教的场面。
He talks to us about the three stages of evangelism, the individual, the family, and the rest of the world.
现在我们记得这句话，领受所应许的圣灵。
Now we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
现在圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit came.
请你注意。
Take note of this.
上帝对全世界的人最大的礼物，就是赐下第二个位格，耶稣基督。
The greatest gift that God has for humanity is the second personhood of God, Jesus Christ.
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son.
第二句话。
The second one.
上帝对基督徒、对教会最大的礼物，就是赐下第三个位格，圣灵的降临。
The greatest gift that God has for the church and the Christian is the third person of God, the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵，没有人明白圣经。
Without the Holy Spirit, we will never understand the Bible.
如果没有圣灵感动，没有人口称耶稣为主。
If the Holy Spirit does not inspire us, we will not profess Him as Lord.
如果没有圣灵引导，没有教会会进入真理。
Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, not a single church will enter into the truth.
如果没有圣灵在我们心中工作，没有人会结出圣灵的果子。
If the Holy Spirit does not work within us, we will not have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵引导我们在基督面前，没有人会接受耶稣基督。
If it's not for the Holy Spirit that guides us before the Lord, we will not accept Him.
如果没有圣灵降在我们身上，没有人会勇敢传福音。
If the Holy Spirit does not come upon us, we will not preach with courage.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是新约领受圣灵跟旧约不同的地方。
This is the difference between the Holy Spirit in the New Testament and the Old.
旧约只有某一些人领受圣灵。
In the Old Testament, only a select few.
新约每一个信的人都领受圣灵。
But in the New Testament, for all who believe.
旧约是为了某些特殊的任务，所以圣灵赐下来。
For the Old Testament, Holy Spirit came for a special task.
新约圣灵降下来，使我们领受生命，又受他引导，过一个属灵的生活。
But in the New Testament, we receive the Holy Spirit to be guided by Him, to be given a new life.
叫旧约里面，当你犯罪的时候，上帝可以从你身上收回他的灵。
In the Old Testament, when you sin, God can retrieve His Holy Spirit.
新约里面，圣灵永远不被收回。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit will never be taken away.
他如同慈爱的母亲，在你心中为你所犯的罪伤痛烦恼。
But like a loving mother, he will grieve for the sins you've committed.
所以保罗说，你们不可得罪上帝的灵。
So the apostle Paul says, do not sin against the Spirit of God.
因为他是上帝给你们的印记。
He is the mark that God has given to you.
直到你们得救的日子来到。
Till the day of redemption.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit came.
那你说圣灵是不是时时刻刻可以降下来呢？
Does that mean that He will come anytime?
是不是每时刻每天都有圣灵降下来呢？
Does that mean that every day, every time He will come?
我要做这个解释。
I want to explain this.
30多年前
30 odd years ago,
在印度尼西亚有很多很多的这个圣灵教会。
In Indonesia, there were many so-called churches of the Holy Spirit.
他们在五旬节以前十天一定在教会主办通宵祷告十天。
They will have 10 days of continuous prayer before the day of Pentecost.
所以每一天祷告。
You pray every day.
整个晚上祷告。
For throughout the night.
大声祷告。
Pray loudly.
祷告十天。
For 10 days.
第十天。
On the 10th day.
就是五旬节。
The day of Pentecost.
所以他们接触了因为领受圣灵。
They would receive the Holy Spirit.
很奇怪的。
This is curious.
第二年他又用十天再祷告。
On the second year, they will do the same thing.
又到了五旬节，他们领受圣灵。
And on the day of Pentecost, they say they receive the Holy Spirit.
第三年，他又是祷告十天。
On the third day, they do the same thing.
所以我问他们说：“你们为什么每一年祷告十天呢？”
And I ask them, why do you do this 10-day prayer thing?
他说：“你们为什么每年守圣诞节呢？”
They ask, well, you have Christmas.
因为圣诞节是纪念耶稣生下来嘛。
I say, well, Christmas is a remembrance of Jesus Christ.
我们每年祷告是等圣灵降临吗？
He say, well, we pray so that the Holy Spirit will come.
所以我说你每次到了第十天圣灵降临，对不对？他说对。
I say, well, you are saying that on the 10th day the Holy Spirit will come.
第二年又再祷告十天叫他降临，对不对？
I say, the second year you do the same thing.
他说对。
He say, yes.
我去问他的今年圣灵降临，以后明年圣灵降临， 在降临中间，圣灵什么时候跑回家去？
Now the question is, when did the Holy Spirit return home in between the two prayers?
他说你再祷告他才回来，因为他怕忘记了你了。
Because you pray, because maybe he forgotten you and he went off.
圣灵来了啦，他来了。
So I say, Holy Spirit come and he comes.
在第三年你再祷告十天，他才再来，这样他常常来来去去。
That means he always come and go.
什么时候去？
He went back.
什么时候再来的？
When did he go back?
再来就是圣灵降临前。
When did he come again?
他的回去是哪一天呢？
Which day did he disappear?
你不知道对不对？
You won't know, right?
现在差不多很少教会在每圣灵降临前以前十天跪着祷告。
Now this practice is not very common anymore.
他们祷告热心到什么地步呢？
They were so fervent in
prayer. 大声祷告。
That they would shout out
loudly.
They would cry.
大喊大叫祷告。
They would cry.
捶胸祷告。
They would beat their
chest. 打桌子打椅子祷告。
They would hit on the table and
祷告不但这些椅子都破了。
So much so that the furniture was damaged.
因为很多是藤椅嘛。
Many were made by cane.
打得破了。
The cane chairs would break.
他们的手也打破了。
Even they will hurt their hands.
真实的情
very fervent.
真是感动人
very inspiring.
真是可怜
but pathetic.
不明白什么叫做圣灵降临
they did not understand what it means.
注意听这一段我讲完我就要结束了
take note of what I'm about to say and I will end.
圣灵降临有两种
there are two kinds of coming of the Holy Spirit.
天上到世界上来建立教会与教会一直同在最后带领教会被提的时候一同建筑的这个时候是只有一次没有重复
There is only one coming of the Holy Spirit when He comes to establish the church to guide it through time and bring it back to the Lord in the final day. Once only.
你说圣经有没有讲其他的降临呢
？What about other coming in the Bible? Yes, there is.
这个使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter two.
圣灵降临在耶路撒冷。
The Holy Spirit came upon Jerusalem.
使徒行传第八章。
Chapter eight.
圣灵降临在撒玛利亚。
Holy Spirit came upon Samaria.
使徒行传第十章。
Chapter ten.
圣灵降临在哥林。哥尼流家里的
The Holy Spirit came upon the people in the house of Cornelius.
使徒行传第十九章
Chapter 19.
圣灵降临在以弗所那些曾经受约翰洗的人的身上
Holy Spirit came upon those who were baptized by John the Baptist in Ephesus.
这是在耶稣生平里有圣灵降临，圣灵记载这几次
These are the few times the Bible recorded the Holy Spirit coming.
在耶稣基督以前，路加福音第三章也记载圣灵降临。
Luke chapter 3 also recorded the Holy Spirit coming.
当利沙涅、当叙利王、当这些人在做王的时候
，When Herod was king，
当这一个该亚法跟这一个这个祭司长在耶路撒冷做祭司的时候
，When Caiaphas was the high priest，
亚拿跟该亚法
，When Anna and Caiaphas，
圣经提了这五个名字。
The Bible describes all these five persons.
路加福音第三章接下去讲什么话呢
？The Gospel of Luke chapter three says,
上帝的灵在旷野降临在施洗约翰的身上。
That the Spirit of God was upon John the Baptist in the wilderness.
所以你看圣经里提了很多次圣灵降临，圣灵降临，圣灵降临，圣灵降临。
So we see that the Bible describes many times the Holy Spirit coming.
不同的地方在这里。
But the difference is,
天上到地上来。上帝赐下应许的灵，这个降临只有一次。
The coming of the Spirit as promised by God from heaven only happened once.
但是
，However，
当人照着圣灵的感动传福音，有人信主的时候
，When by the inspiration of Holy Spirit we preach the gospel and people believe，
圣灵就降临在那个人身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon that person.
那个跟从天上降临是不一样的事情。
This is different from the coming from heaven.
就是指圣灵的谦卑。
This refers to the inspiration of Holy Spirit.
他是上帝。
He is God.
他甘愿降卑到住在一个接受耶稣的人的心里面。
Willingly he come to live in the heart of someone who accepts him.
这是圣灵的内住。
This is the inner living of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵赐下来建立教会，跟圣灵内住在人心中，使人接受耶稣基督。是不同的事。
For the Holy Spirit to come to establish the church is a different matter from the Holy Spirit coming to live in our hearts.
这样我们就明白了。
Now we understand.
从整个的教会来说
，From the overall picture of the church,
圣灵降临只有一次。
The Holy Spirit came once.
从领受上帝的儿子耶稣基督救恩的人来说
，But for those who receive the salvation of the Son of God Jesus Christ,
每次你听了这个见证，你接受主的时候，那个时候就是圣灵重生你，圣灵进到你里面。与你同在内住时的降临。
Every time a person listens to the gospel and accepts Jesus Christ, the regeneration of the Holy Spirit will come upon his heart.
这就用这四事做代表。
And it is represented by these four events.
使徒行传第二章、第八章、第十章、第十九章。
Acts chapter 2, chapter 8, chapter 10, chapter
19. 四次提到圣灵降。
These four events when the Holy Spirit came
对耶路撒冷来说
was towards the Jerusalem.
圣灵降临，那边建立了教会。
The church was built in Jerusalem.
对撒玛利亚来说
to Samaria.
圣灵降临，那边建立了教会。
The Holy Spirit came to build a church there.
对哥尼流家里的人来说
to people who were in the house of Cornelius.
圣灵降临，他们变成了一个教会。
The Holy Spirit came and they had a church.
对以弗所来说
For Ephesus,
他们曾经领受过施洗约翰的洗礼，但是不算，因为这个不是圣灵的降临。
The baptism of John the Baptist did not count.
所以圣灵降临的时候，他们在那就建立了新的教会。
So the Holy Spirit came and they established the church.
这四次
，these four occasions，
是预表出耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，再到地址第二跟第三次会幔。
This is the same as what we read earlier from Jerusalem, all of Samaria to Judea to the end of the world.
因为上帝的旨意先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
The will of God is that the Jews be saved first and then the Gentiles.
所以第八章跟第十章转过来了。
And so chapter 8 and chapter 10 has a reversal in roles.
第十章是指外邦人归主。
Chapter 10 refers to the Gentiles coming to see the Lord.
第十跟十九在后面。
And so chapter 10, chapter 19 have the Gentiles believing.
第八章是指犹太人跑到撒玛利亚，他们怕，所以他们在那边躲避。
Chapter 8 refers to the Jews that were hiding in Samaria.
这已经是信主的。
These were already believers.
这又不是外邦人。
So they were not Gentiles.
先是犹太人，后是希利尼。
So the principle is first the Jews and then the Gentiles.
最后的最后。
Towards the very end.
圣灵降临建立教会。
The Holy Spirit came and established the church.
跟圣灵降杯住在人的心中。
And also come into our heart.
这是圣灵都教训的。
The Bible has taught all of this to us.
我们今天有圣灵的人。
Those of us with the Holy Spirit.
我们领受了所应许的圣灵。
We have received the promised Spirit.
我们原是不信主的。
In the beginning, we were non-believers.
领受了基督的教训。
But because we received the teaching of Christ.
领受了上帝启示的真理。
And the Spirit by God.
圣灵与我们同住。
So the Holy Spirit lives with us.
保罗告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul says.
顺从住在我们里面的圣灵。
We need to obey the Spirit that lives within us.
因为没有基督的灵的灵的人就不是属基督的。
Those without the Spirit of Christ do not belong to Him.
真正属基督的人。
Those who truly belong to Him.
顺服基督的灵。
Will obey the Spirit of Christ.
因为圣灵是基督的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们知道我们在新约。
That we know that we live in the times of the New Testament.
领受的圣灵。
The Spirit that we receive.
与我们同在，直到永永远。
Is going to be with us for all eternity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
旧约人领受圣灵。
The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
新约人什么领受圣灵
？And the New Testament.
分别是什么
？The difference is.
你弄清楚的。
We must know the difference.
上帝赐给你的。
What God has given to us
永远不再收回了
will not be taken back.
因为圣灵内住在你心中
Because the Holy Spirit lives within your heart.
你要爱他
You need to love him.
你要顺从他
You need to be obedient to him.
愿上帝赐福给我
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家低头祷告
Let us pray.